Do you know what you can do to make your speech better every single time you give it? Here's the answer. Let your audience write it. What does this mean? Well, if you listen closely, your audience will give you some of the best speech material you can ever ask for. This is best explained with a live example, so listen closely to this short audio clip, and I do mean listen closely because the lady in the background is somewhat faint. Here it is.
But he makes us relax. Do it with me. Everybody on the flight goes, ah. Now, if the pilot got on there and said, whoa, did you feel that one? Chances are I'm looking for the nearest exit. Keep in mind, it might be behind. What's that?
I want to sit by the black box. The guy said that the black box always comes
on. Yeah, but think about this. If you put me by the black box, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff you never expected to hear.
Welcome back. Hopefully you heard the lady in my audience yell out, I want to sit next to the black box because the black box always survives. And then you heard my response that, yeah, but if you sit me next to the black box and things go wrong, you'll hear all kinds of language you never expected to hear. It was a funny exchange. I thought, how can I use that for the future? She gave me a funny line to use in my future speeches. However, I thought the funny line was my retort. Okay, my response to her line. After all, that's what got the big laugh, right? Well, guess what? When I tested it with future audiences, I'd say, I had a lady in my Galveston, Texas audience recently, and she said, I want to sit next to the black box because the black box always survives. And my audience started to explode from that line. Then I'd give my retort, and they laugh, but not as much. That's when I realized something very important. Her line was the funniest one. And that's the one I should give the most energy to. So as a result, this is what I now do with that scenario. I had a real positive lady in my Galveston, Texas audience recently. She jumped up at that point in the speech and said, I don't care about the turbulence. Just sit me next to the black box, because the black box always survives.
Passenger cabin.
Oh, how about that? Of course, I had a totally different view. I'm like, you put me next to the black box and something goes wrong, you're going to hear all kinds of language you never expected to hear.
Welcome back. Through testing, I've made my speech better by letting the lady in my past Galveston audience write my future speech. And this is just one of many examples that I've had in which someone in my audience gave me such a great line that I could turn it into a quick story for a future speech. So what's the key for being able to do this? It's a three-step process. Number one, you must record every speech you give, at least with audio. There's no way you can monitor everything on the spot while you're speaking. The key is to record it and go back and listen to what you can use for the future. Number two, test it out with your new audiences. Again, testing is the only way to see if something will work and to see exactly how it will work. And three, tweak it. Remember, I made changes in my delivery after testing it out and finding out what line was the funniest. Let me tell you, if you do this on a regular basis, your speech will become much more interesting, much more humorous, much more meaningful. When you let your audience write your speech, you can help them rewrite their future with your speech. That's it for this week. Until next week, please keep speaking up.